This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A pause here for a moment of empathy, specifically empathy and the technology we are surrounded by every day. Even more specifically, empathy and where a lot of that technology comes from. Om Malik, late of GigaOm, if you remember that, is a longtime technology writer, most recently for the New Yorker magazine, where his latest piece is called Silicon Valley Has an Empathy Problem. Om, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You write in this piece in the New Yorker from a week or so ago that San Francisco, spiritually part of Silicon Valley, as you say, just feels different since the election. Why do you think that is?
I think there was a lot of people believing that this was going to be a walkover for Mrs. Clinton. And I think there is a sense of disappointment and disillusionment in the Valley.
Yeah. But you say fundamentally what has happened is that Silicon Valley, and I guess I'm putting words in your mouth a little bit, Silicon Valley has lost touch with the people who use its technology.
There is a lot of people who make great products, but they don't understand that at the end of the day, these products and these services and the data they are collecting is emanating from a human being, and they get impacted by what is happening here in the Valley.
Yeah, but if you're a startup entrepreneur running a company, and you say this in the piece, you know, the last thing you have time for when you're trying to staff up and scale and test products and push it out, the last thing you have time for, sad as this is to say, is the end user.
Yeah, but I think we need to change that, right? Like, we can't just say, oh, I don't have time. I think if we don't, then we are going to keep alienating the people we want to serve.
So let's look at an example like Facebook, which you point out here has time and again failed to realize the impact it has, its technology has on the billion plus people who use it. And of course, the most recent example is Mark Zuckerberg saying, oh, no, the fake news from this past election cycle had nothing to do with Facebook. And it took him a week after getting clobbered, really, to backtrack on that one.
I mean, that's a good example of Facebook, you know, thinking about just everything from just like, you know, growth perspective, engagement perspective, not from a human perspective. They don't quite understand how their platform can have a negative impact. Everybody just kind of assumes there is a set way of thinking about the impact of technology. And there is very, you know, very difficult to find alternatives.
What are we supposed to do then, Om? I mean, technology marches ever onward, and as we've seen in this election, we are all living in our bubbles. What do we do?
The first thing we could do is actually listen better. Forget, you know, the filter bubbles. We should just listen better. And the second thing we could do is, can we bring along all the industries which we are impacting into the future with us? And if we cannot, can we retrain some of the people and bring them along? Unless we think about these things, I don't think we can go anywhere.
The last paragraph of this piece, you say we should take a trip to parts of America, or Silicon Valley and people who work there should take a trip to parts of America where $5 lattes and freshly pressed juices are not perks but a reminder of haves and have-nots. Otherwise, come 2020, Silicon Valley will have become an even bigger villain in the popular imagination. So this is a time-sensitive thing here for you.
I do believe so. And I think right now we don't even know what is possible except for, oh, here is a check for $20 million. Now go away. A $20 million charity is not enough. I'm not talking about, you know, charity is in many ways like taking a sympathetic view and that's the end of it. Whereas having an empathy means trying to do something more positive and help people. We are the only growth industry right now, and we have to be very careful how, you know, we interact with the society.
Om Malik writes technology and society for the New Yorker magazine. He's a partner at True Ventures as well in Silicon Valley. His piece in the New Yorker is called Silicon Valley Has an Empathy Vacuum. Om, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.